you to talk back to me. Elder Camp isn't the only one that started that. Preacher needs a congregation to talk back to him. Amen. Songwriter says, every day with Jesus, sweeter than the day before. Giving all honor to God tonight. Giving honor to our pastor and assistant pastor in their absence. Giving honor to the elders, ministers, deacons, evangelists. Giving honor to my wife and all the saints of God in the house of God. I say praise the Lord. Like Elder Tinsley and I were talking when I came in, I said, this encourages me. I'm not discouraged. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Jesus said, when two or three are gathered together in his name, and we're in his name, right? There am I in the midst of them also.
Yes.
I'm excited in these last and evil days. We're living in perilous times, and at the same time, we're living in exciting times. Perilous means dangerous. Dangerous for those who are not in Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Dangerous for those who are outside of Christ. But for those of us who are in Christ, these are exciting times. We're living, now think about this. God could have saved us at any time.
Amen.
He could have saved us when the church first started.
Yes.
He could have saved you and I any time. But he saved the best for last. Hey, hey, glory. Can you imagine that? He saved the best. Did you get a hold of that?
Yeah.
He saved the best for last. I tell the saints, we're coming down the stretch of this spiritual race. And as we come down the stretch of this spiritual race, the finish line is in view. If you can see the finish line, what does that tell you? That tells you this, and for us, it's going to be the end of the beginning. Ooh, that's deep. The end of the beginning. Now I'll break that down. The end of the beginning, because it gets deep. The end of whatever, Mackie. It'll be the end of all this mess. Because ain't none of us a mess down here. It'll be the end of you and I fighting against this flesh. It'll be the end of you and I fighting against the satanic pull of the world. It will be the beginning of all eternity. You and I don't realize how blessed we are. I'm serious. A lot of God's people don't realize how blessed they are. I'm going to keep an eye on the time. I just thank God because he's such a merciful God. I have to say something, and those that are here need to hear it. My wife and I just had a wedding anniversary 2 Sundays ago.
Amen.
And when I got up here with her, I didn't say anything. I just want to apologize to my wife in front of everybody because she's been such a blessing to me.
Amen.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love her. I love her. I'm just getting it clear, Lord. Lord, I'm straightening it out. Like Elder Camp said, he only said it once. And I'm getting it right. All the times I was in the hospital laid up, she came every night. Even when I went home, she put up with me and still putting up with me. I could be a knucklehead now. God is so good. And on top of all that, she's saved.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's everything.
Amen.
Woo! Like I tell you, I don't get discouraged when I don't see a lot of people.
That's right.
My salvation and your salvation is not based on how many are here or who's not here or who is here.
Yeah.
And if you haven't learned that yet, you still got some growing to do in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have to stay focused. Pray for those that aren't here. And we know that some are at the hospital. But when I was preparing for this message, because I didn't find out till yesterday. I think it was yesterday I found out. The day before. I got excited when I was preparing for this message because I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ and you're in Christ. And we have to, the more I prepare for it, the more scriptures God was just giving me. I got a whole bunch of scriptures up here. I'm not even going to get in half of them. Because it's, I can't do it. But I'm gonna give you a few things that God put on my heart to encourage. Because that's the time we're living in. The Bible said, when much is given, much is required. And I just thank him for salvation tonight. I know where he's brought me from. He's brought me from a mighty long way. God was dealing with me when I was 5 and 6 years of age. He might not have been dealing with you at that young age, but he was calling me when I was 5 and 6 years of age. I didn't realize it, but once I got saved back in 73, he opened my eyes. He revealed to me in a moment's time all the different times he was calling me. It's amazing.
Amen.
God's amazing.
Amen.
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 And to be called by him is amazing. You and I can't come to him unless he's drawing us. And God created us for him, for his purpose and his pleasure. I'd like to invite your attention to St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, please. And can we stand for the reading of his word? Out of reverence, I'm going to start off, and we're only going to pull one verse of scripture out of this chapter. Matthew 24th chapter, verse number 13. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Let us read this verse together. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Let us read it again. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, tonight we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for a mind to be here. We thank you, Lord God, for salvation. We thank you for how you shed your precious blood on Calvary, realizing you didn't have to do it, but you did. Realizing that you looked beyond our faults and you saw our needs. And we needed a Savior. We needed a Redeemer. Lord God, we just thank you tonight. Help us to hide this word in our heart that we sin not against thee. Continue to bless this ministry. Bless our pastor, the assistant pastor, the elders, the ministers, the deacons, the evangelists, and all the saints of God. Have thine own way. Let us all say in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to take forth a short thought tonight. Enduring to the end. Say that with me. Enduring to the end. Powerful scripture. Powerful scripture. You and I, we did not get saved to be lost. Hell was not prepared for mankind. Hell was prepared for Satan and his fallen angels. Amen? And it grieves God and hurts God for mankind to be lost. Think about it. The Bible said he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. God is hurt when a man or a woman dies in and goes to hell because he came to make a way for mankind, or shall I say humanity. Enduring to the end. In these last and evil days that we're living in, saints are giving up. In these last and evil days that we're living in, saints are turning their backs. I'm going to be an open book. I got saved back in 73. And I came into this walk of God a fireball. I came into this walk of God radical. The change was amazing, like night and day. But what happened, I allowed myself to take my eyes off of Christ. And I'm going to be an open book tonight. I allowed myself to get weak in the faith, and I went back. Oh, yes. And that's the only reason a person will go back, is because they take their eyes off of Christ. I backslid several times. But God is a merciful God. He's a God of a first chance, a God of a second chance, a God of a third chance. He'll come after you. When I got saved back in 73, I sat under Elder Jackson's ministry. The evangelist Paulette's father. He baptized me. Elder Jackson said when I got saved, he said, once you get saved, you're all messed up. And I was confused. I said, I thought I got saved so I wouldn't be messed up. But he said, no, I don't mean messed up that way. He said, once you get saved, the only thing you're good for is serving the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you are never. Everybody say never.
Never.
Everybody say never.
Never.
He said, you will never fit back out there like you did before. Oh, shut up. Thank God you never fit back out there like you did before. He said, once you get saved, the only thing you're good for is serving Jesus. Because once you have a real experience with the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll never be the same. When you read the four Gospels, everyone that Jesus came in contact with, it had an effect on their life. Even Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, he said, I find no fault in this man. His wife had a dream about Jesus. Don't have nothing to do with this righteous man. Everyone he came in contact with, even when he was dying on the cross, the Roman soldier who was a heathen, he said, truly, this is the Son of God. Once you come in contact with the Lord, once he comes down the road of your life, you'll never be the same. Now watch this. Either you're going to accept him or you're going to reject him. There's no in between. There's no middle ground. Either you're for him, come on. There's no middle ground. Either you accept him. Now watch this. Because every last one of us are going to stand before him. You got to do something when he comes in your life. Isn't that something? Now watch this, because this is so deep. When I was out there living in sin, walking in spiritual darkness, I used to hate it when I see somebody come by and start talking about the Lord. I couldn't stand it. It irritated me, it bothered me. I didn't want to have anything to do with them. And a lot of that had to do because I was walking in spiritual darkness. When somebody who was walking in the light came around, oh, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
I used to say, why do they have to bother me with this? I believed in God, but I wasn't living for God. I knew about God, but my life wasn't surrendered to God. Listen, I was running and dipping and dabbing and hiding. You can run, but you can't what? You can't hide. and God was calling me, knocking, tugging on my heart, and I was resisting, running, trying to hide, trying to duck, trying to dodge. He was dealing with me in dreams and visions through people, through religious programs. There's no getting away from God. And when he calls you, when you have a calling on your life and you don't surrender, you'll be one of the most miserable people on the face of the earth. Ella Camp surprised me when he was talking about the insane asylums, the mental institutions. He said 60% of the people in there are backsliders. I said, Lord, I had to talk to him after service. I said, you sure about that? He said, yes, I studied. I did a study on it. Do you know why they're in the mental institutions? Because they refuse to surrender their mind to Jesus. Philippians 2nd chapter says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. When you don't give your mind totally over to him, you won't have the endurance to persevere and endure. The bottom line is we got to give our minds to him completely. We have to give our all to him. If you're going to endure, you have to give him your all. We gave our all to Satan. Now, I was thinking about this. Once you get saved, how dare this flesh, how dare the satanic pull of the world try to make us think that it's better back there where Jesus has delivered us from? Come on, say amen. How dare the flesh and the devil and the satanic pull of the world try to tell us it's better back in Egypt than where we are now? And I thought about Israel. 10 miraculous plagues. They get down to the Red Sea, and the first thing they do is start boo-hooing. Don't have a mind to endure. God had already delivered you from Pharaoh and his army in Egypt. 10 miraculous plagues. You get down to the Red Sea, you think he brought you down there so you'd be destroyed? I remember seeing the movie The Tenth Commandments, one Charlton Heston played in. And Yul Brynner, he played Pharaoh. When they were down by the Red Sea, and Pharaoh and them were about to overtake them, and Yul Brynner said this. He said, the God of Moses is a bad general because he left them no way to escape. In other words, in his eyes, there were mountains on the left, there were mountains on the right, and they were about to overtake them. The Red Sea was before them. Where are they going to go? And he said, through his spiritual blind eyes, he said, the God of Moses is a bad general. He left them no place of retreat or escape. And I was laughing, because I had already seen the movie anyway. But I was laughing. I had already written the word anyway. I said, boy, is he wrong. They're going to get a swimming lesson and they ain't going to pass. God is good. I mean, God's ways are past finding out. I mean, he does things that don't make sense. And it's not for us to try to figure it out. To endure. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Let's just turn there right quick. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. We don't have Shy Arrow up here today, tonight, putting it on the screen. That shows you how much of a blessing she is. Amen. She's a blessing. What you talking about? Yes, Sister Shy Arrow. I watch how she, she don't complain. She put them scriptures up there before the pastor can even turn around. They're up there. God bless her. She's a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Scripture said, despise not the day of small things. She's a little woman. She, Lord, is using her. Romans 8 chapter, verse number 18. Paul speaking, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Do you know that all this is temporary? All this is just for a little while? Paul says our light afflictions are but for a moment. Listen, regardless, now you're a child of God, I'm a child of God. Regardless what we go through, this is my mentality, and I always tell this to my wife. I said, nothing catches God by surprise. Come on now. Whatever happens doesn't catch God by surprise. God already knew about it. Now, justice and assignments, we feel their pain because we're all spiritual family. But it didn't catch God by surprise. God has a purpose and a plan. Come on now. God has a purpose and a plan. And he's going to be glorified. He's going to be glorified. He wants glory out of every last one of us. He saved us that he can be glorified through our lives. Let your light so shine that men and women may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Our whole lives in Christ is to bring glory to God. To him be all the glory. To him be all the honor. To him be all the praise. You and I, we can't even comprehend the glory that is awaiting us. The glory that is awaiting us. We can't comprehend it. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Let me just read this. Lord, have mercy. Talking about being saved. Being saved is everything. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 9. Look at this powerful scripture. You got it?
Amen.
Talk to me now.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, verse number 9. But as it is written,
I have
not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of man the what?
The things which God has prepared for man by love.
Hold that right there.
Hallelujah.
That's a mouthful right there. You and I are headed for so much glory, so much honor, when we stand before him and he says, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant, enter into the joy of thy Lord. Don't you know that we are ambassadors of Christ? We represent the kingdom that's coming. We represent the kingdom that's coming. And the kingdom that's coming is going to be a glorious kingdom. When I look around at all that's going on in this world, because we know the scriptures, because my wife and I were talking, if Jesus doesn't intervene, the devil will have mankind destroying himself with all the nuclear weapons they have. And you see, mankind would stop and think, all these years, all this fighting and war, doesn't man get it? Why can't he just put down his weapons? He can't do that because he'll never bring about universal peace. How can you have peace without the Prince of Peace? How can you have peace if you won't surrender to the Prince of Peace? Mankind's heart's not right. He's an evil rascal. He He is. His nature. Our nature is evil. Even after we get saved, we've got to fight this flesh. That's why folks don't endure. They're not fighting the flesh. You got to kill this rascal. If you don't, it'll rise up this ugly head and take over. Once we get this glorified body, there'll be no more fighting. It'll be the end of all that. But as long as Paul said this vile body, it's vile, it's nasty, it's filthy, it's no good. The flesh is not saved. The flesh will not enter into the kingdom of God. This is why God's going to give us a glorified body. This body would defile heaven. Yes, it would. Hallelujah. Our spirit, when we come into this world, our spirit is messed up. Our spirit is dead. This is why mankind can't stop fighting one another. Because spiritually, towards God, man is dead. He's dead. Second chapter of Ephesians. We're not going there, but you read that in your own time. Hallelujah. Saints are throwing in the towel and giving up. And the devil wants people to give up. But like I said, I was thinking about that. How dare this flesh, how dare the satanic pull of the world try to tell us that it's better back there in spiritual slavery than where we're headed? Can you imagine that? Isn't that an insult? I remember talking to Bishop Lawson. He came to see me. We were talking about once people get saved and give their life to Christ, how the devil likes to play tricks on us. He likes to make the world look more appealing than serving God. Now he knows that we're walking with God and we've been delivered and we're not under his bondage anymore, but he tries to make us look like serving God is boring. Serving God is for old people. That's a lie from the pit. Serving God is an exciting life. Amen. Serving God is a glorious life. Hallelujah. I mean, having the Holy Ghost and the power that is within you and I, we can't comprehend that. Enduring till the end. And the end is so near. You and I are coming down the stretch of this race. God loves us. There's so many scriptures I could go over, but we're not going to go over. We're not going to get into them. Enduring to the end. I want you to stand. Stand with me. I'm coming to the end. 2 Timothy, let me read this. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. If you and I got a mind to live for Christ, we're going to suffer. If Jesus had to suffer, you and I are going to suffer. Jesus said in Matthew 16 chapter, if any man, and that goes for woman too, come after me, let them first deny themselves. They go to their flesh. Got to kill that rascal. Pick up their cross and follow me. How? Follow me daily, right? Not just on Sunday. Not just on Wednesday. Not just when you come to the building. But follow me daily. The cross means suffering. The cross represents death. Jesus had to die for our redemption. Amen? It's not a piece of jewelry you just wear around your neck or ring. It represents our deliverance, our salvation. He was paying for our sins. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We thank God for the reading of his word. Enduring to the end. That's what time it is. If anybody needs prayer, if If anybody needs any prayer tonight, everybody here.